The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhawkins, please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Anthony, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice today of three categories. Today, we offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We have Animalized This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Well, I'm in the government, so I don't do drugs. I've done Hascom before. Let's go with the animals.
All right, a four-year-old pet and social media star is living in California, has earned the Guinness World Record title for the most followers on Instagram for that type of animal. Now, Guinness said that Merlin, that's the animal's name, has 1.1 million followers on Instagram as of February of this year. Now, the owner adopted the now four-year-old animal back in March of 2022 and started training him when he was just 3 months old. And video shared on Merlin's Instagram page shows him using buttons placed around the house to play voice recordings that specify his current needs and desires. They say now at 4 years old, Merlin has over 30 buttons in the house that he uses regularly, sparking conversation online about just how intelligent, emotional, and human-like animals can be when given time, patience, and positive reinforcement. Great. The question is, what type of animal is Merlin with his 1.1 million followers? Is Merlin a monkey? Is Merlin a parrot? Is Merlin a raccoon? Or is Merlin a pig? So monkey, parrot, raccoon, or pig? What kind of animal is Merlin?
It's a pig, dude.
You're going pig?
Pigs are smart as hell.
I'm going, Anthony, I'm going parrot.
Well, parrots kind of talk on their own anyway, so I wouldn't think that they would need buttons. Usually, I've seen that with dogs. The dogs are pressing the little buttons that have the words that they say.
Yeah.
So, you know what, Ted? I'm going to go with pig.
Yeah, I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure pigs are smart.
Okay. They are smart, yeah.
Oh, they're very smart, yeah.
What is this animal that has over 1 million followers? A monkey, a parrot, a raccoon, or a pig? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is Animalize This on Profile. Let's get a four-year-old pet. I'd say California. Internet sensation?
Yes,
Instagram,
California.
Over a million followers. The question is, this animal has more followers than any other animal, I guess, on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't know how much competition there is, but there you are.
There's a lot of animals on the gram.
I can believe that.
Question is it a monkey, a parrot, a raccoon, or a pig?
And Anthony, that's the question that we posed to you. Now, look, I would just say this, all right? One person on YouTube said raccoon. No one picked monkey. Not a single person said monkey.
Well, because I'm assuming a monkey could do more.
What do you mean? What,
yeah, I don't know. I just think monkeys would be smarter.
Okay. Well, I'm just pointing out monkeys ain't getting the love. But Miles, let's start with you. You said parrot. It was not a parrot. And Anthony, you agree with Ted Smith, who instantly just said pig because pigs are smart. And you are correct, sir.
Yeah. It is a pig.
Oh, cool.
What do you know?
You want to know what your pig is thinking? I know what your pig's thinking. Your pet pig. I'm just saying,
we saw her earlier. Down the lobby.
I don't know. I've never thought about if I had a pet pig when I want to know.
I'm just saying you got 40 buttons around the house so they can really, kind of use words. I'm like, I can look at my dog. I get a general sense that is good enough. And I don't want my dog to know that she can then communicate with me with words because she would never shut the hell up. Ever. I know it sounds mean, but I'm like, what I like about you is that you're a dog and you can't speak.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to talk to them. They don't talk back.
Exactly.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Your choices today. Colbert.
Stephen.
Seth Meyers. The Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or it late night.
It is right through the title. These guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine. Is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
According to the latest number, New York's Department of Transportation has filled more than 70,000 potholes, which means they're almost ready to move on to the next street.
Seth.
I'll say Fallon.
That's Seth Meyers.
According to the latest numbers from New York's Department of Transportation, more than 70,000 potholes have been filled this year, which means they're almost ready to move on to the next street.
The Summer Olympics have been announced in their official color palette of the games. They say it was inspired by the super bloom here in California, which is something I've never heard of. Can you smoke the super bloom? I don't know.
Kimmel.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the Olympics coming here. We now have the official color palette of the games. They say it was inspired by the super bloom here in California, which is something I've never heard of. Can you smoke the super bloom? I don't know what that is.
Barbie boxes at a Missouri discount store were found with fentanyl in them. And not only that, but fentanyl Barbie comes with two kids and bad tattoos.
V-Ted Smith.
I hope it's you.
Samsung customers are upset after the company started running commercials on some of their smart refrigerators. It's not a great feeling when you walk up to the fridge and it starts playing ads for Ozempic.
Fallon.
Samsung customers are upset after the company started running commercials on some of their smart refrigerators. Yeah, it's not a great feeling when you walk up to your fridge and it starts playing ads for Ozempic. In honor of its 3 a.m. therapy program, the mental health care platform Rula will start offering therapy sessions for users between 2 and 4 in the morning. That's how you know life is stressful right now. Even therapists are wide awake in the middle of the night.
Colbert.
Fallon.
Myers.
In honor of its new 3 a.m. therapy initiative, the mental health care platform Rula announced that it will offer free therapy sessions this week to users between 2 and 4 o'clock in the morning. That's how you know life is stressful right now. Even therapists are wide awake in the middle of the night.
I got hot takes today.
Okay.
Hot takes.
Started the week with the hot take. I think the round of 32 is more exciting than the round of 64.
Agreed.
Today, my hot take on opening day baseball is baseball teams. You have the stadium. You have the team. You already have it. All right. Just because people do something doesn't mean you have to jump on it. Have you heard of the 999 challenge?
I just read about it this morning.
Nine hot dogs, nine beers.
In 9 innings.
Okay.
I am pissed.
Why?
Because that was just something people started doing, right?
Right. Just right.
There was
fans
great,
themselves.
Goddamn red-blooded Americans that went out there and they did this on their own.
Yeah.
Right? Not only that, that's got to be great for the stadium. People drinking nine beers, nine hot dogs, which sounds okay, but would be much tougher to do than you think.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a lot of hot dogs.
Here's the difference that I think they're going to learn. You and I have decided to do the 999 challenge. The people around us don't know. We're not encouraging it. It's just something you and I decided to do. We go to the game and get pissed around. Now, if the stadium and or the team is telling you to do that, you basically have turned security into a nightmare.
So
because
here's
a lot of people,
okay, so
they're not going to hit nine. They're going to get effed up at six.
This is what you're going to piss you off, though. Is now, it started with the Mets, there's a couple other stadiums, and they're like, we got the 999 challenge. There are many hot dogs.
Come on.
I saw one place, it's only one full beer. They give you like these tiny little cups.
Oh, boo.
No. Right. That's like coming in here, and Mike comes in here and goes, I started playing baseball. Like adult, you know, I hit a home run, like adult league. He's like, no, I'm playing against children.
Right.
Right? It's coach's pitch. Be like, Mike, that doesn't count.
I smell corporate CYA with this.
Yeah. You can't eating mini hot dogs, mini beers, then being like, I did the 999 challenge. No, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a challenge.
Right.
No.
Like, sorry, man. You take down 9 pints of beer and eat 9 freaking hot dogs in one baseball. I do not recommend that. But if you're going to do it, do that.
But I think if they, right. I don't think that they can recommend the challenge just based on the natural size
the
of those things.
It.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
That's not a healthy amount.
No. But that's why I'm like, don't bring it up then.
Right.
Correct.
This is
stay
not
out
that.
Of it.
Yeah.
Right. And then the other thing, too, is like Mike made a good point. He was like, wouldn't they make more money if people were trying to buy the actual? And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's another good point. Yeah.
I don't know. It just annoys the crap out of me, right? We don't got
to... You don't need to sell a rally hat that's already inside
out. No! Right. like the what was it, a couple years ago, people started putting the shoe on their head for Mariners games.
You don't sell a
Mariner rally shoe.
Right.
You know what I mean? Some things, believe it or not, everybody can hear my voice, some things are organic. Yeah. It just happened. And there was a great group of individuals that were doing this. Now, I wouldn't recommend it. I think it sounds expensive. And honestly, drinking night, what's a baseball game now? 2.5 hours?
Yeah, but the pitch clock, man, it's noticeably shorter.
Right. So the first couple innings, I think it's fine. You could rifle through a couple dogs and beers. Once you get around the fifth inning, it starts getting tough.
But also, when do they cut off the beer sales?
Seventh inning stretch, if I had to guess.
Okay. Yeah, that's my issue, man.
Is that universal at all ballparks?
Is that
an MLB rule?
Do they cut it off or do they just limit you to one?
No, they cut it off.
They cut it off. Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, man.
I think that's pretty much the rule. Because I feel like almost every NFL stadium, after where the fourth quarter starts, they cut it off.
What is it? Is it they can only sell you two drinks at a time?
Unless it's the second half of the Sounders match, then they'll sell you one.
I will not say, maybe that was the situation, but I have my son in line with me. I'm like, come on, man. And I look down at my kid. I want to say he was like 11 at the time. I'm like, you're going to carry a beer. He's like, sir, can I give your son a beer? I was like, you're not going to. You're going to give it to me. I'm going to hand it to his ass. I'm the dad. So he ended up letting me get the one more than you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no care. I'm like, dude, he's going to carry the beers. I can't do that. I'm like, you're not giving it to him. I am. I'm the dad. You give me these beers. Because it's about who carries them. He is going to carry that beer back. But I'll tell you what, it was a hit with security. When I'm going back to the seats, you know, the guy's going to stand under the tunnel. They understood what the situation was. My son was so proud of himself. Like, yeah, I got my dad's beer so he could get two. Because the thing is, you're about to cut off the beer sales, and I know I'm good for these two beers.
Yeah, I remember I had my season ticket with the Sounders forever, right, since first season. And then when they put that rule in that you could only get one, and I remember just looking at the guy, I was like, I'm just buying it for my buddy. He's like, yeah, but it's the second half. Right. And I said, don't worry. I won't buy another goddamn beer. And you know me. I didn't. I would drink before. I would drink after. I was like, all right, fine. I'm done.
Yeah, my son, he likes watching me in the beer line. We did that one and one. Again, it was Sounders. And halftime's coming to a close, but the line is stupid long. I've been waiting in it forever, but I am now maybe two people away. So this chick comes up, and she's like, hey, if I buy your beer, can I get in line in front of you? I said, if you buy me two beers, you can. So she did, and I mean, it was perfect, right? It's also like 2 minutes, and my kid was just like, Dad, that was brilliant. I said, brother, if someone's going to offer to buy you a beer when you're standing in line to get a beer, just so they can run, I'm like, do it.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, and Mike and I disagree on this, I just think opening day, you should have some day games. Like, tonight's technically opening night because there's one game.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, what, tomorrow, like, I don't know. I just, again, old man yelling at the sky. It's like, it's opening day.
Let me ask you a question.
Day game.
Are they competing against the tourney? So are those games during the day or are they more at night for the March Madness?
So tomorrow, I think for March Madness, you'll have what, a couple games kicking off at like 4:30, and then I think for us like 5:30 and 6:30. Okay. So yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, I just remember, like we were saying, like opening day, especially like at Baltimore, was
like
such a
1:30 pitch or something like that.
Right. Even, I mean, remember back in the day, we used to do stuff down there. Like game was usually like 3:00. So yeah, I don't know. I'm just like, well, it's opening day. And I get it. Some places play night game. It just seems like everybody plays a night game.
Yeah.
You know?
It is opening day.
Yeah. Yeah, or call it opening night.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we were talking a little bit about actors that people don't want to see the movie.
Yeah.
And we had brought up Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Correct.
And that movie, The Smashing Machine. So, I ended up watching it last night. I thought it was awesome. And I was telling Thurl earlier today, and then I read some of the reviews. Like, The Rock did a really good job of acting in that movie. I thought, Ryan Bader, who's a fighter, did a great job as Mark Coleman. But it's just such a niche-specific thing. Like, that seems to be most of the reviews. They're like, it was done right. It's a good movie. But, like, I just don't think people care.
Do you think
and it's like late 90s,
cared?
Early 2000s. Look, most people probably today, and I shouldn't say, but most people that would count themselves as an MMA fan probably didn't even know Pride existed.
Sure.
Or these open tournaments in Abu Dhabi, you know, all this stuff that was going on in Japan and everything else. So it's just such a niche thing. I don't think people care about the subject.
Do you think they would have cared if it were fiction? So in other words,
like a Rocky?
Look, not everyone loved boxing. Rocky was Rocky. But the point being, when you saw the movie, whether you liked boxing or not, you liked the characters, you hoped you won. Sure, right?
Yeah.
So I would assume the same thing with The Rock. But because it's based on a true story, sometimes I think that turns people away. As opposed to if you had just said, yeah, it's early MMA fighting, The Rock's playing the main guy. I get the feeling more people would have seen it.
Yeah. And granted, they had a lot of the legends in there, expect, like Boss Rutten. You know anything about MMA? He's one of the godfathers of it. He competed in all those tournaments. So, like, I just love Boss Rutten. So it's kind of cool seeing him in that, too.
Sure.
But, yeah, I don't know. If it was fiction, maybe.
I just feel like I'm telling you, what'd you say, based on a true story. Unless you're selling a horror movie, a lot of times it just turns people off. You just assume it's dull for whatever reason.
It was just, honestly, I was blown away. I was like, man, The Rock's actually acting in this movie.
It's Dwayne Johnson. Even though Dwayne Johnson. Calls him that.
And there's some very uncomfortable scenes in that. And, like, the fight action's good. And the way they film it sometimes is almost like, it's like there's a camera inside there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, they're moving around the ring and everything else. And then just the behind-the-scenes stuff. Like, I mean, look, physically fighting professionally is a tough job.
Yeah.
But this is more, like, you see the mental toll it takes on him. His relationships, I mean, just everything. And you're just like, wow. But yeah, super good movie. If you like MMA at all, I highly recommend you watch it.
Okay.
What was I going to say? Watch the Peaky Blinders movie. If you like Peaky Blinders, it's worth a watch. I don't know that they had to make this movie.
They didn't.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay. That's a glowing review. Yeah.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A man is catching heat for riding a bicycle that is powered by his pet dog. Also, never good when there is a huge rattlesnake under your bed when you wake up in a fog. Paulo used a dating app to rob men blind. A payphone is installed that shows that people can be kind. And a mom is accused of kidnapping his son's bully. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We're going to Utah, where a woman resorted to aggravated measures when it came to dealing with a bully. She alleges that her preteen son had been dealing with a bully at school and says that she launched complaints on multiple occasions with the school, but felt that they weren't adequately handling the situation. So she did what any level-headed parent would do. She drove around the area looking for the 11-year-old until she found him on his bike, cut off his path, commanded him into her car, and took him to her home where she forced him to apologize to her son.
Damn.
Adding that her husband could beat the youngster up, as well as calling him lucky that she didn't run over his bike. She then returned him home to go about his life. But that's not quite how our society works, and now she's facing some pretty serious charges as the encounter left the bully with significant emotional distress, high anxiety, and forced changes to his daily habits. She's currently going through her court trial.
I hope one of his changes don't bully people because their moms might be crazy.
That's kind of where I'm at, too. It's like, you know what? Hopefully the scared straight works here.
But again, you know, if anything threatens your kid, your normal sensibilities just go out the window. And so she did not do, quote unquote, the right thing, but I'm like, I get it.
Right. And I that's kind of where I was at as well, because I know that being a parent does kind of change your brain out in that vein there. Now, that's a little bit overkill.
A little bit overkill, for sure.
But apparently she's the parent of a disabled child, which was also the source of the bullying.
Okay.
So there's different factors to this. Again, will not condone such behavior, however effective.
I don't condone it because I shouldn't.
Correct.
But
I think lessons were learned.
Yes.
Moving on. In other news, a model in Los Angeles is facing felony charges for her side hustle. According to detectives, the model used dating apps, as many do, and developed several friendships during her time on the social sites, sometimes even agreeing to meet people in person for a nice little hangout. Mainly the company of wealthy older men, where she would allegedly pose as a girlfriend or a travel companion.
Yeah.
All harmless, right up until she would make her way into their homes and steal cash, credit cards, high-end designer items, all that fun stuff. Her ruse was eventually discovered, and now she's due in court to answer for her 6 felony charges.
Damn.
All right.
Can't just have them pay you out of their pocket.
Yeah, I know. I know.
We know what you're doing. All right. Just, really? Okay.
Well, she's done that stuff all over the world.
Oh
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, damn.
All over the place, man. Good times. Sleeping alone is a must for some, but for some of us, some of us require the company of others in order to get a good night's sleep.
How many?
There you go.
Well, you said others.
Yeah, baby. Now, that can come in the form of a human counterpart or even household animals will suffice to get you through the night. But authorities in Texas were summoned to a home on reports of an unwanted snuggle buddy.
a rattlesnake that snuck into the bedroom and to take refuge under the bed. They cleared the house and, to avoid injury and sought help from a local animal trapper to remove the snake and relocated to a more suitable location. There's a few things that I would have a panic attack about being under my bed. And while snakes will surprise me and they don't really freak me out, a rattlesnake under
there
would.
Did you see the
that.
Size of that?
How that thing was freaking huge.
I know. It was not just like some little guy. This guy was big.
Yeah.
I mean, big, big.
Yeah. I don't know how the hell it snuck in there.
Yeah, that's the part. So you leave a window open, you leave a door cracked. It's, you know, 99 degrees down there.
Ugh, that is just frightening,
right?
Even the snakes want to get out of the heat.
Again,
I don't.
Yes, the heat I'm sure is nice around there. However, I don't want to live in a place where I have to check my bed and my shoes before I put them on. I am an idiot. I will not do it well.
Scorpions too, man.
Yeah, exactly.
The people in Arizona like check your shoes before you put them on.
Right, because unfortunately, the one that's in there is the deadliest one. Right. If it was a big old fat sucker, you'd be better off, but.
You'll be fine. It would hurt, but you're fine. The little one's like, did I give you too much of my venom? I'm so sorry.
Right.
It's on me.
I don't know how to control you yet, man.
Are you dying? I'm sorry.
I'm so teeny-tiny.
Oh, I stabbed you.
I have foot fetish. Your shoes smell good.
I just kept pumping. I'm sorry.
I really should have stopped.
Now we turn to China for another animal story. Local social media was fuming about a man that was photographed in the area riding a modified vehicle on the road. It appeared that he modified an e-bike by taking out the engine altogether and instead propelled the bike using his golden retriever. The dog was harnessed to the bike. Muzzled, that's the word. It auto-corrected for me. The dog was muzzled and harnessed to the bike, complete with a set of reins, and the rider appears to whip at the dog with a stick to make him go.
Oh, man. Oh, come on, man.
Animal lovers bashed the man online, though local officers let him off with a warning. As far as the modified vehicle goes, they don't have a whole lot of rules on the books as far as animal welfare.
I don't think they do.
Yeah, exactly. So,
what was he in?
He was so the way that this thing looked is that it was an e-bike.
All right.
And underneath it, where the engine would be, he modified it to where it's basically a cage that holds his dog, and it's Flintstone style with the dog.
Oh, all right. I thought it was like a sled dog thing.
No,
the dog is actually underneath the bike.
Right. And it just still got wheels and all that, but it's propelled by the dog.
Whip it.
That would be different.
Right.
Here's what people get pulled under skateboards. I see people get pulled under bikes because their dog is just one of those dogs that wants to go.
Yeah. And I didn't see any video or anything like that, so I don't know if he was whipping it like a jockey on a horse.
Right.
But I think he would prod the dog a little bit, maybe a little tap, because if you whip a dog, it's not going to go forward.
And eventually it's going to turn around and rip your face off.
Yeah, no kidding.
You got to think horses
are like, what the muzzle's for.
If that little mother effer hits me one more time, I'm running as fast as I can, dumbass.
This is bike had one dog power.
Yeah, there you go. One dog power.
Exactly. But just in case the story's with a bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully there's good news.
There's an experiment that's spanning the nation that looks to tackle the loneliness issue facing two generations, the boomers and the zoomers. Studies have found that our seniors and our budding youth both feel the most isolated in our society, so now a couple volunteer groups have put something together to bridge that gap and connect the two. They've installed phone booths, one outside of a coffee shop in Boston.
Hello!
And the other inside of a senior facility in Reno, both of which will call the other as soon as the phone is picked up. This has opened the door for young folks to talk with the members of the senior community and vice versa.
One is in Boston and the other's in Reno?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not a combination of cities to say, hey, this is where you connect. Like, I don't think either city needs to know people in the other city.
I also see this going so wrong so fast.
Hey there. You know, they're just gonna crank call the old people. Is your refrigerator running?
No, grandma, send me money.
Exactly. Is this my long lost grandma? I heard you were there.
Boston, wow.
Men's Room Sports is NBA basketball on ESPN, hockey on TNT, and True TV. The Torrent are currently underway against New York over on Kong, and baseball is back, ladies and gentlemen, with opening game currently underway over on Netflix. Opening night, some would say.
Mm-hmm.
Far as your weather, call it. Tonight is officially opening night.
Far as your weather, should just be partly cloudy with a low of 36 tonight. Tomorrow, they're expecting partly cloudy day with a high of 55. Perfect for opening day baseball here in Seattle. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy. And A-Ron Jones is stopping by at 4:30. He's bringing us a bottle of Jack Daniels and a pizza, which is very nice of him. Lovely Jolene's coming up in just seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's almost all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please, do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room.
room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.